ready for an entertaining, innovative, and provocative experience. One that is going to elevate your energy, your excellence, and your lifestyle. Join this Triple Heart Lifestyle Enhancement Experience called The Staff. Connect with Chloe Taylor Brown, an expert guest, every Monday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time by calling 317-932-1078 or by logging on to www.mylifesetup.com. And remember, you can always connect with Chloe at www.chloetaylorbrown.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Setup Radio Show. I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown, and this is a phenomenal Monday morning, and I'm so excited that you're here. I'm always excited, so it seems like a broken record, but it's not broken. It's shiny, it's spinny, and it's so fantastic because I always have the most amazing guest on this show, The Setup, and our goal is to help all of us, including myself, including the guests, and all of you, to really, really, to help you to enhance your life setup. And if you don't have the setup, then you can expect upsets. Today's topic is about getting better and bigger. It is also about a 2013 prosperity challenge. Now, I know that I always love a challenge going into the new year. You may say, Chloe, it's not even Halloween yet, but it's never too early to prepare. So I want to jump right in and start telling you about today's guest. It is Miss Monique Stoner. This is an amazing lady. I've met her and worked with her on a few occasions, and she is one lady that is totally on the ball. Let me tell you, very few people have been able to impact people, companies, and communities like Monique Stoner. 24 years ago, she was a high school dropout, expecting her first child and struggling to survive, working as a cashier. And leadership, business strategy, and coaching were the furthest things from her mind. Yet her determination to reach her full potential and the ambition to be successful led her to go back to school to continue her education, dive into the corporate world, and start her first nonprofit business at age 21, ladies and gentlemen. Today, Monique is a prominent sought-after speaker, writer, executive coach, and business strategist. She is universally characterized by her friends, colleagues, and clients as one of the most insightful, charismatic, and compassionate individuals in business today. She's one of the most influential trainers and leadership and personal effectiveness of our day in a respected 4 years of groundbreaking work in the fields of healthcare, government services, community development, and women's empowerment. And I'm telling you, women, you are going to get a lot from this today. Monique has over 20 years of experience as a corporate leader. She travels around the country speaking, sharing her writing, coaching, and training. And in addition to this, she's the founder and president of the MBA Center for Women and GMS Consulting Services. She's also a business strategy expert advisor with one of today's Big Four national consulting firms. Headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, Monique and a network of independent business coaches and trainers work together to equip professionals and entrepreneurs with the information, tools, and resources needed to become effective leaders, enhance business acumen, and perform at higher levels of excellence. It's who she is that really is very attractive to me, and I know she will be to you as well. Her maxim is coaching today's leaders, creating tomorrow's legends. And I'm excited that you are here, Monique. Are you there with me now?
I am, Chloe. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, Chloe, and so excited to be on this show with you today. So thank you for having me as a guest.
You are very, very welcome. I've been waiting for a while, and I do understand that you just got back from an MBA conference. Was that in Phoenix?
It was in Phoenix, yes, the National MBA Women Association, and we had a lot of powerful, powerful speakers. It was just a great experience.
Tell me a little bit about that. You're just right from that, what happened? What was so good about it?
Well, for those who don't know, the MBA, it used to be the MBA Women's Association. Now we've changed our name recently to the MBA Women International. And this organization was developed in order for women who not only have MBAs, but those who may not have MBAs, students, just women who want to excel in leadership. It's giving them an opportunity through our local chapters and our leadership programs to really build themselves up and figure out who they are and also move into C-suite roles as well as become powerful entrepreneurs. So this conference this year was focused on our new Leadership Academy, and we brought in some of the top women from various industries. So we had the CFO from Walmart attend and provide a panel, be one of our panel experts. We also had a young lady who's in charge of the Apollo Research Center. She's the vice president of that center. We had just a number of different women there who were able to give students, give entrepreneurs, as well as women in business, their strategies and tips for how they can excel, how they can move up the ladder in corporate America, and how they can build phenomenal businesses. So it was just amazing to talk to these women. And we also honored women such as Mrs. Bill Gates, and we honored several other women and several corporations for helping us to build this leadership program.
Wow, that's exciting. So you got to meet lots of other intriguing women as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Monique, being an extraordinary businesswoman, owning your own business and starting your first successful nonprofit at age 21 and consulting and jet-setting all over the country and also working with independent consultants and businesswomen, what do you see that we could enhance ourselves? What's missing? What do we need to do now to emerge higher?
To emerge higher now, I think that it really boils down to being very competent and developing a core set of skills in your given area. One of the things that I talk to women about is that, you know, right now we're in what I call a knowledge economy. And so in order for us to grow, in order for us to become either leaders in a C-suite position, if we want to go that route, or if we want to build a business and really make that business profitable, we really need to enhance our skills. And so it means every year understanding that the skills that you have now, those skills are going to be outdated next year. And there's so everything is changing and expanding, and with technology and various businesses that are coming on the scene that are going to be your competitors. If you do not stay current with your knowledge, if you don't learn to be innovative, you're not going to go to the next level. So I encourage every woman, as well as men, to make an investment in skill development and get a good coach, and also continue to find some sort of educational program. It does not necessarily have to be a college-based program, but it could be a training program that will help you to really get to the top of your game in your particular industry.
That's exciting because, you know, today there's no faking it until you make it. You've got to get the skills. We get in where we fit in, but we've got to elevate ourselves to become, you know, competent. And competent is really not a very high skill. Competent, sufficient, successful, abundant, and powerful. So competent is just getting in there. And then we've got to elevate ourselves and attach ourselves to other influential people, such as Monique Stoner. And Monique, I want to ask you, if you're speaking on a speakerphone, we have a little background noise. So if you're not, that's fine. If you are, if you could just pick up, and that would help us out to hear everything that you have to say crystal clear.
Sure, sure. No, actually, I'm not.
Okay, well, no problem. Don't worry about it. Monique, for women who are just getting into business for themselves or who are just climbing the corporate ladder, could you explain C-suite? I know that's obvious to a lot of us, but to a lot of us it may not be obvious.
Sure, certainly. So in the C-suite, and it really depends on the organization that you're in, but typically a C-suite would be any of those executive-level roles, so the officers of a corporation, whether it is the CEO, the chief executive officer, or the COO, the chief operating officer. Those would be considered C-suite roles, CFO, your chief information officer, so the CIO. And some organizations also have executive-level roles that are really more staff VP roles or executive director-level roles. So a lot of women that I meet and talk to in my travels, they stagnate a little bit in their executive role. They can't get to an executive role. They end up actually being more in a management role, and they tend to stay there. So one of the things that I'm trying to promote, as well as the MBA Association, is helping women figure out what skills they need to get into those higher-level roles, because we know there are a lot of women who are qualified. There are a lot of women who have some great skills. They have a lot of knowledge, and they really could be very effective in those senior-level roles. And quite frankly, most of us want to excel. We don't want to stagnate. We want to move higher. We want to realize and see the full potential of who we are within our organization, our corporation. And so we just need a little help, and we need some guidance on how to get there.
That's wonderful, Monique. So what I would like to do is to ask you, if do you have any steps of how we could break out? I've never been in corporate America. I work with women and men in corporate America almost every week. But for myself, I've never had to break out or to break up. What are some of the steps that you've used for yourself to get to your high level, and what could you share with listeners? This is not just for women, but a lot of women don't have the connections that men have, but we're just starting to make these connections. So we are focused on your MBA. It's about women, right? Or am I mistaken?
It is primarily focused on women, just simply because there are some unique challenges that are specific to women. But we do have some programs for men as well. But I think that's a great question, Chloe, and I actually get asked that question a lot. In fact, we had a whole workshop around this topic at the MBA conference in Phoenix. And what I tell women, not only women in corporate America, but women who have their own businesses, we tend to go into certain fields or even start a business based on a functional skill. Most of us have a particular area where we are experts. We have a degree or we're experts, and so we base our business or our role upon that. And so we become what I call functional managers, and we're very good technically around those areas. But once you aim your sights on going to the next level, you really have to move out of a functional role, and you have to really then become more of a business person, and you have to understand the business behind the business, so to speak. You have to become very good at seeing the big picture and being able to develop strategies and thinking outside the box and being innovative and understanding everything that's happening in your industry. So you're no longer really just doing day-to-day work and making sure that things flow from an operational perspective, but now you're trying to really have a higher impact in your industry from a strategic perspective. And that takes a different skill set. And women are very good. We have a lot of studies that show that women are very good at building relationships. Women have a lot of skill at helping and, you know, individuals who work for them and coaching them. But we don't tend to get to those higher levels because as leaders, we really don't think innovatively. If we do, we don't express it when we're in meetings or when we're out, in the community promoting ourselves and our businesses. We really don't think about innovation. And that's something that's really going to be key as we go into 2013, is that women have to start thinking about taking their creativity creativity and creating some ideas, some new ideas for their industry or their business, and really coming out as a leader in their industry, not just someone who knows it, but someone who can have an impact and who can be a game changer.
So what you're saying is that they've got to continually elevate themselves to higher levels, connect with other high-level leaders, and speak up.
Exactly. Because being a thought leader is not just about knowing what everyone else is doing. It's about setting yourself apart and talking about and sharing your ideas and expressing ways that you think things are going to change in the future and how can things be better? How can we serve clients better? How can we have a service that is more effective and more efficient? Even if you think about the coaching industry as an example, Chloe, the coaching industry is right now very saturated, and it's a great industry to be in. But if anyone who's a coach right now, if you're going to be successful in 2013, you have to think about that next level, and you have to get out and promote your ideas. So what's going to be different? How can you differentiate yourself? How can you make your services different and better and more effective and really enhance the lives of your clients in a way that no one else in your industry can do?
Wow, this is exciting. So you've touched on a lot just in that, and I can hear your passion about helping women to elevate themselves in all these areas and being more innovative. We are really in an innovative world, and a lot of the old ways of doing business are slowly falling away. So much is happening on the internet. We are, you know, in one city or state or country today, another tomorrow, and we can be there on Skype or live and in person. So we've got to really elevate our thinking and then transform that into innovative ways of presenting ourselves. And you just touched on branding. Talk about that a little bit. How did you brand yourself when you decided that you wanted to create your the MBA Center for Women? How were you able to leverage what you had acquired from running your nonprofit, being successful, then being in corporate America and being one of the most sought-after consultants? How were you able to leverage that into the MBA Center for Women?
Well, you know what, Chloe, I tell people this all the time. Actually, my brand, and this is not just true for me, it's true for all women as well as men, my brand started really with the first chapter of my life. And so as I went through, as you mentioned in my bio, as I went through a lot of challenges very young in my life and having been a high school dropout, I struggled with trying to figure out how to take those innate skills and abilities, the things that I know were inside of me from birth, and how do I bring those out and put myself on a platform so that I could give that and offer that those skills to the world. And what I learned very young, and I learned this about 18, 19 years old, struggling as a single mother, that it was going to take a lot of skill. It was going to take developing the right strategies. And it was also going to take having the right individuals in my corner and mentoring me and coaching me so that I could be successful. And so, from a brand perspective, I started my career in healthcare. I my first degree actually was in clinical psychology, and I started counseling. And as I began to counsel individuals in substance abuse, those who had mental health issues or even just emotional issues, I moved from there into administration in healthcare. And I realized that to be a good administrator, I needed higher level skills. And again, that's a common theme for my life, and what I talk to others about is constantly elevating your skills. So I started getting involved with specific training programs, and I received several certifications, and I kept those certifications current so that I could continue to brand myself. And then I would speak at different conferences, and I would speak for associations who specialized in those areas so that they knew who I was and they knew what I had to offer. And I would always try to come to those speaking engagements with something new, something different, not just the same information that they had heard before. And so from there, I was that helped me really to move into executive roles where I was able, I've worked as a senior director for several health plans. I've also served in the C-suite. I've served as a chief operating officer. And I've also worked for two of the national consulting firms in the United States today. Most recently, I'm still a consultant with Deloitte, and I now go to different health plans and I help them. I serve as their consultant, and I serve as a coach to many of their executives to help them to figure out how do they position themselves in as a billion-dollar organization, how do they position themselves to be successful, not just as an organization, but also as an executive, so that they can remain in those positions as well as move up the ladder?
You know, it seems like there is such a big gap between being 19 and being where you are. I've got to take a little break, but we're going to come back, and I want to speak about more about how you were able to. It doesn't seem normal to me for a 19-year-old to make the decisions that you just said you made. So I want to come back and go a little deeper in that, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to take a break and come back and listen to Monique Stoner more on the Setup Radio Show. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Why are over 150,000 people a month joining the 90-Day Body by Vi Challenge? Because we're North America's leading weight loss and fitness challenge. No gluten, no lactose, diabetic-friendly, kosher-certified, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed, and it gets better. Lowest sodium, lowest sugar, lowest carbs, and with over 300 recipes to make your shakes fantastic every day, this is not a fad. This is a movement. Join the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge at www.ambitionchallenge.com. That would be ambition with a Z. Are you up for the challenge?
Hey there, we're back. I'm Chloe Taylor Brown, your host for the Setup Radio Show, and my guest is Ms. Monique Stoner. And remember, if you would like to come in or ask questions, you can always call us at 917-932-1078 and press the 1 button to ask your question. Okay, Monique, can you give me a little backstory? How were you able, first of all, to recognize after becoming a single mom that it was going to be imperative for you to go back to school and to continue your education?
Certainly, certainly. Let me, and I want to back up from that just very quickly, Chloe, that like many women, you know, my talents, what I consider innate talents and really personal power, you know, they were buried under multiple painful life experiences that had occurred before the age of 13. And so I think that the powerful woman that I know that God created me to be was really hidden for many years behind a lot of shame, a lot of confusion, a lot of fear, and also a lot of pain. And so when I dropped out of high school, a lot of people think that high school dropouts are just delinquents, but I really was actually a very good student. While I was in school, I was a straight-A student. I was a very intelligent woman, but just simply struggling with a lot of pain and not knowing how to deal with that pain, which led to me dropping out of high school and finding another path. But through that and having a child, you know, before the age of 18, I found myself unemployed and broke and living without electricity, hot water, television, or even a phone. And worse still, I remember one night, this was the awakening for me, that I was running an extension cord from the hallway of my apartment building to keep my son warm with a portable heater. And I knew that I had to do something different. And I did not have anyone in my corner at that time who was helping me. I didn't, you know, have a coach or a mentor at that time. So I had to figure out how to do it myself. And I think having a child depending on me was really one of the biggest and the strongest motivators for me. And it made me decide that whatever I had to do, by any means necessary, I had to get an education. I had to build the skills that I needed to make the money that I needed to make. And really, at that point, it was just about survival. It wasn't about becoming a business coach or becoming a corporate executive. It was really just to survive. But that need in me to really just make it in life at that time, it blossomed over time, and it really helped me to become the woman that I am today. And that drive, that motivation, it's still there. And I also want to, that's why I want to share that with other women.
Well, Monique, when you were running that extension cord, you made a decision. How did you get out of that? You said you had no coach, you had no mentor. How did you work yourself out of that alone?
One of the jobs that I had at that time, odd jobs, obviously, I was working at a pizza parlor in the evenings, and the gentleman that owned the pizza parlor, his wife was a clinical social worker, and she was the director of an inpatient treatment center for adolescents. And I had met her, and so I was at work one night, and I happened to see her when she came in, and I asked her, I told her my story. I talked to her, and I asked if there was anything available at her treatment center, anything that I could do. And not having an education, not having even a high school diploma, she said, well, the only thing I could offer you would be a receptionist position. And I agreed to take that position. But what I did when I got in that position, I went in, you know, she hired me with the objective of just being a receptionist. I went in with the objective of moving up the ladder. And so I knew that I was going to not only prove myself, my ability beyond answering the telephones, but at the same time in the evenings, I was going to start taking classes and enhancing my skills on the other side. I was going to get my high school diploma, and I was going to go to college. So simultaneously, I was not only a receptionist, but I moved up into being an assistant therapy assistant in the group sessions with the adolescents. And then I was going to school at night, and everything just seemed to come together. And now, I will say it wasn't easy, and it didn't happen overnight, but certainly within a matter of just a couple of years, my life went from someone sitting in a cold living room with a child and not having anything and not having anything, you know, nowhere to turn, to just opening up to someone and reaching out, to now being someone who had a higher paying job, as well as I was on my way at that time to getting my first bachelor's degree.
Wow, amazing. And so where you were, did you become assistant counselor because you were using your innate abilities and it just seemed to flow and they saw that in you and allowed you or asked you or promoted you to do that?
They did. It actually started with one of the counselors just asking me to help him with a role play in one of his group sessions. And I really enjoyed the session, and I just asked him, could I sit in a few more sessions even if I wasn't helping? But I found that I could identify with those the individuals in the group, and in fact, because I was an adolescent at the time myself, a lot of their pain, a lot of their struggles and challenges I could identify with because I was going through that myself. So since at that time, that was back before 1990, before it became necessary to be licensed, I was able to then sit in a lot of sessions and just help. And I think that's how I knew what my gift was. I knew what I was called to be in this life. And so that was the first awakening and, an eye-opener for me. And it motivated me. It propelled me down this pathway of helping others, because not only did I want to help myself, I always had something in me that said, I not only do I pull myself up, I have to pull others up as well.
And thus is that coaching today's leaders, creating tomorrow's legends, is that where that comes from or someplace from that area?
Absolutely, because I at that time I had a lot of people, when I dropped out of high school and was expecting my first child, a lot of people had negative things to say. And a lot of people made judgments about me as a person. And so I knew beyond everything that was said negatively, I knew that there was a legend inside of me somewhere. And I knew that one day I would prove that not just to other people, but to myself. And I just believe that every woman and every man, we are all legends in the making. No matter where you start, no matter how difficult things may be right now, we are all put here for a reason. There's something unique that you and I and everyone else has to give that no one else can give. And unless we discover that and unless we believe that, you know, we will always stay where we are. So I had to believe that there was some greatness in me that and it was just ready to come out. There's a lot of things that were around it preventing it from coming out. But once I was able to clear all of that and get rid of everything that was blinding me and holding me back, then I could I discovered who I was, and I was able to demonstrate that to the world. And so I really love the concept of not just coaching leaders and teaching individuals how to be leaders, but then helping you figure out how that you are a legend. You don't have to be a superstar or a rock star to be a legend. You are a legend just by the fact of what God sent you here to do and the gifts and unique talents that you have inside of you.
And I believe that it's our responsibility to do what you have done, and that is to bring that out. Bring it out to not just to let our talents and our abilities to lie dormant, but to bring it out. We know anytime we have feelings of I think of something is missing, yes, but it's right there inside of you. And we really all need coaches and mentors to help to draw out and educe our greatness if we can't do it on our own. Now, I know that there are many of us that can do great things on our own, but there are many of us who need just a little bit of help, because you may see something in me that I have not seen, and just your saying, oh, wow, and this is a true story. Years ago, a lady that I admired said, Chloe, you're one of the most creative people that I know. And because I admired and respected her, and I knew she was so clever and wise, I believed her. And because, and I thought I was pretty creative, but not when she said it. It was just amazing. So just that little bit of encouraging for me helped me to really step up to play a bigger game. And I believe that's what you're doing with your MBA Center for Women. Is that correct? Or am I just
absolutely
wildly mistaken?
No, that you're absolutely correct, Chloe. I think that, you know, I remember when I was a manager at a manager level, and even prior to being a manager, I would look at women who were at a higher level than me, and I would want, you know, I obviously aspire to get to that level, but I always felt a little apprehension with approaching those women and asking them, you know, what did you do, or what strategies did you use to get to where you are, and how can I get to the position that you're in? And I you know, I finally overcame that, obviously, and I started reaching out to a lot of women. But I know that there are still women today who do try to, they try to do a lot of things on their own, and they try to reach a certain level on their own, when there are a lot of women who have already paved the pathway. There are a lot of women who have already attained the level or reached the level that you're trying to get to. And sometimes it's just a matter of reaching out to those women, and also having women who are willing to share what has worked for them, and to mentor and to coach other women. And so that's why the MBA Center, now the MBA Center for Women really has started as something local in Atlanta. Having worked with small business owners here in Atlanta, I had a group of women some years ago that asked if they if I could just really help them learn some of the tools and the strategies that I teach to large corporations. So I would work one-on-one here in our local Atlanta area, but now we're expanding that offering and all of those solutions, those tools and resources virtually on the MBA Center for Women, which women will be able to go to the MBA Center online tomorrow, and they'll be able to just take a preview of what we have to offer through that center. But it really became a place where not only could I give women information that helped me, but that, you know, women could connect with me and ask me questions, so that I could help them to achieve whatever goal it is that they want to achieve in their professional life.
Amazing. Well, Leo just made his little introduction. Leo is my dog, and he works with me every day, so he said hello.
Okay. Hi, Leo.
And also, there is a person, Liz LaCry, I think that's how you pronounce her name. She says hello. And she also says, Monique, I agree. I always surround myself around those whom I respect and can learn from. Thank you for that comment, Liz. But that brings me to another point, but we've got to take another little break. And I want you to think about Monique. How can we get women to come together more? I don't know what it is, if we feel ashamed to reach out, or if we feel threatened to reach out, or if we feel that we're going to be rejected. But there's something going on, and I want to talk to you more about that when we come back from this short break, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Setup, and I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
My name is Chloe Taylor Brown, and I'm your host for the Setup Radio Show. And we're talking to my special expert guest this morning, Ms. Monique Stoner. And if you would like to connect with us, you can call in at 917-932-1078. And I would like to thank my wonderful, amazing executive creator of the SRN Network, Mr. Clark Garrison. He's also helping me out and getting everything organized in the back. So thank you so much, Clark. So, Monique, I know that being a businesswoman for myself, and I felt isolated a lot. I didn't know who to go to, and I just didn't know what to do. I know now because I started reaching out more, but I think that those earlier years, I didn't know as much as I know now, and I couldn't hold my position, and I didn't think anyone cared about helping me to get to where I am, and I know there are a lot of women that feel that way. What do you have to say to that? What do you speak about that?
Well, unfortunately, that is the case, Chloe, for a lot of it, particularly solopreneurs, as you just mentioned, with regard to yourself. But I think that, you know, we live in a very competitive society, not just in the corporate world, but, you know, just as individuals. And there's just a lot of competition. And that's because everyone wants to be successful. And I don't mean that it's competitive necessarily in a bad way. I think that what we may not realize, particularly as women, is that as we help one another, as we learn from one another, that we all will be successful. So that is to say that if I help Chloe, or if Chloe helps me, and we feed into each other and help each other grow as professionals and as businesswomen, that's not going to take away from you, nor is it going to take away from me. It's going to enhance both of us. Because you have something unique to offer, I have something unique to offer. And so as we help each other, we really will be much more successful. There's enough that needs to be accomplished in the world, that if we work together, we certainly will not, neither one of us will suffer, neither one of us will lose anything by doing that. And I think that as we promote that more to women, and not to say that that's not happening, I do see a lot of organizations now that are really working, bringing women together, and women are helping each other more, but there's still, that little bit of a stigma where women just tend to isolate themselves or stay isolated because there are some people that won't reach out and won't help them, and feel that perhaps, you know, it's just because of competition or that it's going to take something away from them, and that's just certainly not the case.
Well, tell me, what can women do, what can we all do? Guys get together and they go play golf, or they go grab beers and, you know, watch the football, and they hang out, you know, working together. What can women do to build rapport with each other more? Or you know, you and I and lots of other business women, we do this, but I don't see it enough. What do you suggest?
You know, that's an interesting question, Chloe. I had a conversation with a few women in Phoenix around the same issue that, particularly as consultants, when we travel in the evenings, most women, we want to go relax and sit in our room or in our hotel room, whereas men will go to the sports bar and have a drink and you know, watch a game, and they end up talking about business. So, you know, we talked about how women really need to take advantage of those opportunities. That, you know, and when we come together, you know, it's all about building relationships. So when you come out of your comfort zone, when you start to get out more and get involved and, you know, meet with different people, not only do you learn a lot, you find out what other people are doing, but other people get to know you and, you know, your name gets out. People will learn what you're an expert in, and perhaps, you know, it will help build some, opportunities for you. But I think that, you know, women, when we come together, a lot of times we, you know, as opposed to getting to know each other personally and just really understanding what someone else is doing, we're always trying to sell ourselves as opposed to just networking and getting to know each other and building those relationships so that we can, you know, not only have a support system, but also know where we can go when we need something or when we need to pull on some other resources. So I just think it's important for women, you know, don't isolate yourself. Don't pass up opportunities where you could connect with other people, because you might be surprised. I've been surprised that when I've broken out of my comfort zone and, you know, gone down to the bar at night before going into my room, what I hear, what opportunities I hear, you know, what I hear from my competition, you know, in consulting, I learn a lot. And I've actually made a lot of good connections with people now that I can call on today.
Well, you know what, I want to talk about the 2013 Prosperity Challenge, but first I want to read something that kind of piggybacks on what you're talking about, and it is vital that we as business owners, as coaches, as trainers, as even executives in high positions in corporations, we've got to be able to build rapport and work with other people. So this is from this was sent to me in 2006 from one of my former coaches, and he says, the most important person, what must be understood is how the fabric of society is composed. To the ignorant or misinformed or uninformed, society appears to be a very random, confused amalgam of people and groups. Not so, he says. Actually, society is composed of teams. Each team has a center of influence who is the team's mentor. These centers of influence are connected to other powerful teams and their centers of influence. This progression of teams and centers of influence continues all the way to the top of society. It is the centers of influence leaders who shape attitudes and the acceptance or rejection of ideas, people, and companies. A powerful center of influence can make or break a person, company, or future. He goes on to say that it is the centers of influence that puts and maintains people and companies in power. The center of influence, therefore, is the most important person. It's the most important person. So the key to the center of influence's power is this, or two. They know what they want for themselves, and number two, they know what they want for others. The center of influence is looked to by all others for honest perception and knowledgeable, accurate evaluations of ideas, people, companies, trends, investments, and connections. And that reminds me of you, Monique Stoner. You are a center of influence. And we have got to connect ourselves and be connected to the right teams so that we can elevate ourselves. There's power in a team, because we have to realize that we've got to be effective and dynamically effective and powerful, empowering ourselves to be able to hold our position. But then we've got to connect and be part of this team and working with other people. And we're doing better than we have, but women have got to be able to play a bigger game. And we're headed in that direction. And that brings me to your your 2013 Prosperity Challenge. We have the rest of this time to talk about that, and I'm excited about it. We built up to that, Monique, so are you ready to talk about your challenge?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, let me just give some context behind this challenge, Chloe. You know, for the national consulting firm that I work with, you know, we focus obviously primarily on large corporations, so not small businesses or solopreneurs. And one of the things that I have always admired and I like about this consulting firm is that we try to bring the best knowledge and insight, the most cutting-edge information to large corporations so that they can sustain their business as well as grow. And obviously that growth is about, you know, financial prosperity and attaining a level of market share that is beyond what their competitors may have. And so we are always on the cutting edge of looking for information because we know that our clients are busy doing the day-to-day work in their businesses. So we want to be the ones to bring that information to them so they know what to do next. And I just love that concept so much. And because I have received so many requests from small business owners and solopreneurs to support them, I have come up with a way to modulate that, what I do with large corporations, and bring that information to small business owners. And that is, in essence, to help them to be prosperous. And I know when people think about prosperity, they only think about finances, but, you know, prosperity is really about thriving and flourishing and succeeding. And it is also to achieve economic success. And so in 2013, I really am challenging, and I'll be putting more information on my website, www.moniquestoner.com, about this challenge throughout this week, so please tune into that. But this really is about helping women to figure out, and men also, but to figure out what it's going to take for you as a solopreneur, a micro entrepreneur, or a small business owner to be prosperous in 2013. Because it's not enough just to be in business. If you're in business and your accountant says that you really have more of a hobby as opposed to a real business, then there's a problem. You know, being in business, if this is your gift, this is what you feel motivated to do, then you want, all of us, we want to succeed financially and we want to feel good about what we're doing. And so I want to challenge women in these economic times to not only find a way to succeed financially, but to flourish in their business and see their dreams unfold. So this
and
is really key. A
you got to see the dream. You got to see the dream unfold in the way you want to, because really you got to have a vision, or you may just not have a good setup.
Exactly, exactly. So it's really finding out, you know, there's going to be several components where, you know, we're going to be offering I'll be offering training to women, but I want to really first start with putting out, you know, this challenge for women to really imagine themselves in October of 2013. So where would you want to be in your business this time next year? And how does that look? You know, when you look and think about it, how does it feel? How does it look? What are the images that come to your mind? And what stories do you tell yourself about your future? And once you get that vision in your mind and you know where you want to go, then I want to really start focusing on not only building up the business skills that you need to get there, so getting you the right information, but also then helping you to come up with the strategy. I have found that a lot of people in business, it's not that they don't know what they want to do, they just don't know how to do it. And that's where strategy becomes key. So strategy really is giving you the step-by-step pathway to get from where you are now to where you want to be next year or where you want to be next month. And without a strategy, then it really all you have is a dream. But your dream really starts to come to fruition and unfold once you put a strategy in place and then once you execute on that strategy. So execution is really the third component, because that's where even some large businesses fail, is that they have a great strategy, but they don't know how to execute it. And they don't know how to make it something real in the marketplace. And so that's what I really want to help women with, is taking that, not only visualizing it, putting a strategy in place and then executing on that strategy so that by this time next year in 2013, they will see not only that their businesses are succeeding and flourishing, that they've, you know, built up their customer base and their market share, but they've also seen a financial increase. I just can't stress enough, particularly in these economic times, everyone's talking about being in a recession. I want to see women get out and prove that, you know, regardless of whether or not we're in a recession, that you can flourish, you can achieve economic success during what the nation is calling a bad time. It's possible.
It's
I've seen people become millionaires.
Yes, it's your self-talk. It's like, what are you saying to yourself? If you're saying that, you know, times are difficult and there's no money and I'm not this and I can't, then that's what you're going to get. But if you can kind of separate yourself from the masses and the media and what's being talked about in politics and say, this is who I am, this is what I have to offer, develop yourself in that area, and I promise you, just as Monique is saying, you will see massive gains, and maybe not the very first day that you start, but if you continue. So what I want you to do is visit Monique's website. That's www.MoniqueStoner, that's MoniqueStoner.com, to find out more about the 2013 Prosperity Challenge. This show is all about expansion and getting better and bigger. And we can do that. I also want you to visit my website, ChloeTaylorBrown.com, because I want you to take the PEP. The PEP is going to show you where you are based on your thinking and how to get all of your energy and your excellence aligned so that you can set yourself up to work with someone like Monique. You've got to elevate your levels of excellence. First of all, you've got to value yourself at a high level. You've got to work on the way that you perceive. Are you present? What decisions are you making based on what you perceive about yourself, your vision, your future? Your decision about it is the big setup, because you're deciding what it is you want to accomplish. You've got to decide what you want to accomplish. Then you're going to communicate that to the right people. And by communicating it to the right people at a very high level, you're going to build rapport with them. And then you'll be able to interact more. That's why guys go out after work and they have a beer or a cocktail, or they watch a game or they go play golf, because they need to interact to be able to build this camaraderie, to make these big deals, to have people on your team, to be part, to be the center of influence or be part of that or connected. And then you've got to act on your own. The acting comes based on what you decided you wanted and who's on your team. Based on your actions, you're going to produce. Based on your ability to produce, you will have a high level of certainty about yourself, about what you're doing, what you're creating, your business, whatever your creations are. And at that time, you will be able to command more. You can't demand anything, but you can command. And that's based on your level of certainty and what you've been producing. And then when you command, when you've gone through all of these steps, it brings us to where we are right now with Monique. You're able to expand and get bigger. You don't just expand and get bigger just because we look great or we can speak very well and, you know, we can articulate everything that we need to say. You've got to be able to follow these steps. And it will take a few minutes, sometimes it takes a few hours, sometimes a few months. In my case, it took a few years. So it's different for everyone, but if you continue holding on to your vision, you will expand, you will get bigger, and you will accomplish what you decided you wanted to accomplish or something even better. So, Monique, tell me, what is your vision for your MBA center moving into 2013?
Moving into 2013, I really want this to be a place where women can develop skills, they can learn how to be successful, and not just professionally, but also personally, so they can enhance their personal effectiveness. But I also want this to be a place where women can gain knowledge about their industry, because as things change, and as you know, Chloe, when you're a small business owner and you are wearing many, many hats, you don't have a lot of time to do a lot of research and stay on top of everything that's happening in your particular field. So I want this to be the trusted source of information for women to come to so they can get information about any industry. So whether they're in telecommunications or whether they're in the retail market, I want to be able to provide them that knowledge so they can come and quickly get that information and then take that information and figure out, okay, how do I apply this to my business and how do I make adjustments so that I can sustain my business and be successful?
Well, I am so excited that I am connected to you, Ms. Monique Stoner, because you are indeed a center of influence and you're bringing so many amazing women together. And based on our conversation that we were having previously about women connecting, we have another comment in the chat room from Liz. She says, that was a great question that you asked Monique about women connecting. She says, I think it's insecurity. That is why I truly appreciate you reaching out to me at Women's Interactive, even though it was just a few minutes. Looking forward to learning more from Monique. We need women like you too. So, we're doing really great work, Monique. I know that we will continue. I know that you will continue. Tell me what else that you are really excited about right now and moving into 2013. I feel that there's a renewed energy about you. You have all this funk, and it's very alluring. So can you talk about that?
Absolutely. I just feel that, you know, there's so much more, you know, and I tell this to a lot of people who no matter what stage you are in life, there's always more. The best is still yet to come. And I know that even for me and all that I've been blessed to accomplish, I have not accomplished everything, and there's still some things in me to bring to others. And so even as we get ready to go into 2013, in December I have an e-book coming out called Master the Moment. And in that book, I'm really kind of pouring in my heart to women and talking about just a number of ways that I have been able to really become successful, not only in my career but in my personal life, and also talking to women very, very candidly about how life is just a moment. Your opportunities are just a moment. You being able to be successful in business is just one moment, and you have to master that moment. There are certain things you have to do in order to master it so that you can create that legend and you can become a legend that others will follow for years to come. So there's going to be more that I'll put out and share with you, Chloe, and also others about Master the Moment, but that's one where you're hearing all this excitement. I'm just really enthused by what I know is going to be a great blessing, not only to me but also to others. Just sharing my heart and being able to help women to be successful.
Well, there's Travis who just commented. He said, great content, applicable to all. I know the focus was on women, but the info is useful for all. So thank you for sharing that, Travis. And this information is not just for women, but we find that men have great networks, and we are wanting to build that for women as well so that they can have their teams and learn how to be a better team player. And because we're only as dynamic as our team, and we need a team. And a team could consist of your family, your small group. It's wherever you are, start to attract people to yourself. One of the tricks that I use to be able to build rapport more with people is to act like I already have rapport with people. You know, I just act like I know them, and really, even if you don't know someone, you do know something about them because we're all people, and people have certain things in common. So if you use your inductive abilities, your way to draw out, to ask the right questions, you will find out so much. And when people talk about themselves, they feel good about themselves if you ask the right question. So you've got to be present when you meet people, and you can ask the right questions, and before you know it, you think you're best friends. And so that's pretty much what I did with the young lady, Liz, when I met her at the Women's Interactive. We were just in the presence of each other, and
you know, we're just people. And so we're all on the same level. We may have, you know, our businesses may be more developed, or someone else's, you know, style may be a little bit different, or you may be in corporate consulting, another person may be in home consulting or home interior decorating, but we're all people, and we do have things in common. What do you do, Monique, to break the ice and to build rapport quickly with people?
You know, I just try to find something. I always try to find something about another person that you know, and bring out. I think if you compliment people, if you really try to focus on them, that tends to break the ice. A lot of times it could be either, you know, intimidating or you know, just not ingratiating if people start talking about themselves to others. So I generally try to always focus on others and let them know that I'm genuinely interested in them and who they are. And that tends to break the ice.
And, you know, I like to see people, to look at people, to really hold them with my eyes. I was telling my son to, you know, that you're just walking across campus one day, just hold people with your eyes. And he says, well, Mommy, I do that every day, and people just continue to walk on. But, you know, maybe if you're walking down the street, I've been able to actually capture attention from other people by locking eyes with them just for that second, you know. And of course you don't want to do this with everybody, but if you're in a conversation or you're in the same space and you just want to look at people and have the twinkle in your eye, let your lips curl up a little bit, and that's very attractive. That's what I do. Oh, my goodness, Monique, it is 10 o'clock and we're about to get kicked off. Okay, tell us how we can connect with you one last time.
Sure. If you go to www.moniquestoner.com, and what I will say to everyone is that we're going to be showcasing just different segments of what's everything that's upcoming. So if you want to get, you know, exclusive information, I would recommend go to the website and sign up for our mailing list. And you can also go to the Monique Stoner fan page on Facebook, and you can like the page, and then you'll get exclusive information. You'll get up-to-date information as to everything that we release. And I'm really just looking forward to connecting with everyone, as well as helping to promote Chloe's PEP, because I think that it's phenomenal. I've taken the PEP, and I'm a big fan. So I just say to everyone, there's more to come, and there's a lot more in store that's really going to help us all to be phenomenal.
This is exciting. This hour has gone by very quickly, but I'm so appreciative of you and your time and sharing your expertise with us on the Setup Radio. Until next time, you've been listening to The Setup. Our special expert guest was Monique Stoner, and I'm your host, Chloe Taylor Brown. We'll see you back next Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. Have a great week, Monique.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.